The death rate for middle-aged white Americans has been going up, and that's been happening for more than a decade. A new report detailing that trend came out today, and it shows that it's different than other Western countries, including Germany, Britain, France, Canada. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been looking into the findings and what explains them.
Americans may have lots of problems, but for decades, there was one thing everyone thought was getting better, pretty much across the board. Year after year, the death rate kept falling. Angus Deaton is a Nobel Prize-winning economist at Princeton who's been paying attention to this.
GDP and mortality and education are the sort of basic statistics for how the nation's doing.
So Deaton and his wife, Anne Case, who's also a researcher at Princeton, decided to take a closer look at what was going on with the nation's death rate.
Pretty quickly, we started falling off our chairs because of what we found.
What they found was something dramatic had happened to one big group, white, middle-aged Americans. Their death rate wasn't going down anymore. That stopped at least 14 years ago. Even worse, it's been creeping up every year since.
There was this extraordinary turnaround, which is sort of something like you could say the ship's been going in this direction for a very long time, and then all of a sudden it just reverses and goes the other way. And when we saw this, that was the thing that sort of really thought, oh my goodness, we have something here that we really haven't seen before.
Instead of going down 2% a year, the death rate was up 0.5% every year. That means almost 500,000 Americans have died who would still be alive if the trend had not reversed.
We've been talking about this at various academic meetings, and you look around the room and people's mouths are just hanging open.
When the researchers looked at other Western countries, they did not find the same trend. John Haga is at the National Institute on Aging, which funded the research.
Something's clearly going wrong with this age group in America.
The big question is, why? Well, a lot more middle-aged whites are committing suicide in the United States, and overdoses on prescription painkillers like OxyContin and illegal drugs like heroin have become epidemic. Here's Angus Deaton again.
There's also accidental overdoses of alcohol, and there's big increases in cirrhosis, which is alcohol-related.
That raises another question. What's up with all that? One clue. The study found that those with the least education are suffering the most in this economy.
Those are the people who have really been hammered by the long-term economic malaise. So they get into middle age having their expectations just not met at all. And you introduce into that both legal and illegal drugs, and that could be just a very volatile mix.
There's still another puzzle. Why is this happening only to whites? No one knows, but Jonathan Skinner, a professor of economics and medicine at Dartmouth, says there is a theory.
One possible explanation is that for whites, their parents had done better and they had been doing pretty well, and all of a sudden the financial floor dropped out from underneath them. While for African American and Hispanic households, things had never been that optimistic, and so perhaps the shock wasn't quite as great.
Whatever the cause, other experts say the findings are sounding alarms. Tom Frieden heads the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is a deeply concerning trend. We shouldn't see death rates going up in any group in society. You never want for a group to be less healthy than a group that's come before it. That should not happen.
Frieden says the CDC's trying to fight the epidemic of drug abuse and other problems causing white, middle-aged Americans to lose ground. Rob Stein, NPR News.